Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Dakula vs. Buford, schools, lake life, and which one's right for you. Dakula and Buford sit only a short drive apart in the northern reaches of Gwinnett County, and buyers often weigh them against each other. But they attract different people for different reasons, and the deciding factor usually comes down to one thing: schools. Schools are the defining contrast. Buford's biggest draw is that much of the city runs its own school system, Buford City Schools, entirely separate from Gwinnett County Public Schools. It's a small, community-oriented district with a strong reputation and outcomes, and for many families it's the single reason they buy in Buford. The catch: the boundary between Buford City Schools and Gwinnett County Schools runs right through neighborhoods, so a home one street over can be in a completely different system. Verify the zoning before you fall for a house. Dakula, by contrast, is entirely Gwinnett County Public Schools, but its address is split across several clusters, including the well-regarded Mill Creek cluster. So both towns can offer excellent schools. The difference is that Buford's are a self-contained city system, while Dakula's depend on which Gwinnett cluster your address lands in. Lifestyle is the other big divergence. Buford is the retail and lake town. It's home to the Mall of Georgia, the international dining along the Buford Highway corridor, a lively downtown art scene, and its signature amenity, quick access to Lake Lanier for boating and water recreation. If lake life or shopping depth is central to how you want to live, Buford delivers something Dakula can't. Dakula offers a quieter, more spread-out suburban rhythm, more open space and parks like Little Mulberry, and small-town traditions like its large Memorial Day parade, along with the energy of a town in the middle of a major growth surge thanks to the nearby Rowan Research Community. On taxes, Buford adds a wrinkle. The city spans more than one county, so a home's property tax bill can vary depending on which county side of the line it sits on. Dakula sits squarely in Gwinnett. In both towns, the practical move is to confirm the actual tax picture for the specific parcel rather than assume. Price runs broadly similar, with both towns generally landing in the mid-$400,000s and up in recent market data, higher than more central Gwinnett options like Lawrenceville. Within that, what your money buys differs by community, condition and, in Buford's case especially, which school zone the home falls in, since Buford City zoning carries a premium. As always, current, address-specific numbers beat any general figure. Commute favors slightly different destinations. Buford anchors the Interstate 85/I-985 split, which is strong for commutes toward Gainesville, Sewanee, and North Atlanta. Dakula sits farther east on the Highway 316 corridor, closer to Athens and the University of Georgia, with the Rowan Job Center arriving on its side of the county. The bottom line: choose Buford if a self-contained city school system, lake access, or shopping depth is your priority and you're willing to verify zoning carefully. Choose Dakula if you want more space, strong Gwinnett schools in the right cluster, and a town on the upswing with major job growth on the way. Both are solid, they simply serve different buyers. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.